God bless you, precious family. Today is July the 14th, 2015. Thank you for your prayers, everyone. The Lord gave us a message, so I'm really happy to get into that. But before I do, I want to share with you a couple things that happened. And you remember I talked about Ezekiel, and I talked about last night that we kept getting enemies. And I was saying, yeah, it is definitely the work of the enemy trying to block a message. But what did I do to open the door so that the Lord would let the guard down? Well, we never really got that figured out. But tonight he showed me what exactly was hindering our communication together. So we've got another revision coming to the binding prayer. You're going to love me for this. Anyway. So the Lord always turns things that are meant for evil into good. And now you're going to have a tool that you didn't have before. So let me tell you what happened. Tonight, as I was saying the binding prayer, I saw standing before me, to the left, a demonic-looking creature, a satyr-type creature that is half man, half goat, except it was erect like a person, and had scales on its legs and a hairy body with an ugly goat-like head. I watched him out of the corner of my left eye as I was saying the binding prayer. He seemed to be casually observing, with one leg poised in front of the other, as though he was relaxed and amusing himself, waiting for me to finish. When I got to the part about the blood of Jesus, he recoiled. So I repeated it. Three times, the blood of Jesus be upon you. The blood of Jesus be upon you. And he was gone. And I mean really gone. Like vaporized. There are also goat men, which look similar to satyrs, that are actually known for imitating people and children and luring them into dangerous situations by their voice and masquerading as something a familiar person. And I found that to be really true. I shared in one of my testimonies how a television exploded once when I was coming to the conclusion that familiar spirits take on the appearance of anything that appeals to you, appeals to your vanity or appeals to anything else. So please don't get mad at me, dear family, but we need to add this to the prayer. to repeat the blood of Jesus be upon you three times. Now, the next thing that happened, boy, the Lord is never boring. He began speaking to me very clearly, but I couldn't stay awake. So I went to lay down. I came back in about an hour. And he was still speaking to me ever so clearly, but I was struggling to keep my eyes open. Finally, I asked him, Lord, please help me stay awake, please. And I just kept on listening and writing. Didn't think anything of it other than the fact that I'd asked him. Now, as you know, we have cats, 5 to be exact, and each one is like a child to us. The Lord uses them continually to bring us joy, and he even ministers to us through them. The back of our house where the studio is borders on a 5-acre field in the middle of Taos, behind the main street and the McDonald's. We can see McDonald's drive through in the distance from the studio window. Well, we get coyotes in that field a couple times a year. Usually they're way far away, closer to McDonald's and the ditch that runs beside it. But tonight, Jesus wanted to wake me up, right? Well, right outside my window, it couldn't have been more than 15 feet. A coyote was boldly howling full volume right outside my window. The window was open, so it felt like he was in the room with me. I freaked. I got up and ran to the window and clapped my hands and shouted loudly. And he just kept right on howling. Then Bruno, our big old St. Bernard Husky mix, took off after him with his deep-throated, intimidating bark. And he just kept on howling. So, I turned my speakers around to face out the window, put them on full volume, and blasted him with the recording of a deer rifle, which I downloaded just for these very special occasions. It just about shakes the house. Finally, that nasty critter was gone. But now I had another issue to deal with. Are all my cats okay? So, because a lot of times they'll wander out into the field right behind the house. Even though we're very careful at night, we take them for a walk every evening. We're very careful every night to make sure all of them are in the yard and the gate is closed. Still, they sometimes take off out in the field. So I started calling for the cats, and I could find only two. I started calling and calling. Finally, two more showed up, but one was still missing. He came running when Ezekiel whistled for him about 15 minutes later. Until then, I was kind of holding my breath, although I really believed the Lord would have mercy on the cats and protect them. I went right back to the message, so happy to hear from the Lord, happy that the cats were all right, happy that the gunshot worked. And I'm just typing along as he's speaking, and all of a sudden he changes the subject and said, "You asked me to wake you up, didn't you?" Oh, so funny. Thank you, Lord. I am now wide awake. Not only was I wide awake, but I was shaking. I mean, that really blasted me, too. He has such a sense of humor. But he did manage to get me nice and awake so I could do this message for you. On to the message. Well, tonight, as I worshiped, I was in the tomb with Jesus. Just a real sweet sorrow just settled on me, and I'm sure part of it has to do with all of your lovely prayers. I was in the tomb with Jesus, and I was sitting by his right hand, which was crossed over his body in a position of repose. I wept and wept because his rule has been rejected by mankind. He has been rejected. Men preferred sin and the reign of sin over our sweet Savior. Oh, mankind, how could you be so dense, so blind? Oh, how could you? As I looked at his face, he looked very much like the picture that Ray Downing does of the Lord under the shroud. It's a profile picture. His face was calm and peaceful. But I thought, oh, God, how sad. They rejected you, your kindness and love and tenderness, truth and justice, protector of the oppressed, and they rejected you. Oh, how could they? How could we? And I thought to myself how many times I've preferred my own way over his, how many times he's waited for me to wake up and see who was entreating me, little nudges that I didn't pay attention to. How many times have I rejected you in the little things and done it my own way, foolish woman. And yet the rejection of our God is staggering among mankind, staggering. As I pondered these things, and that was going on for probably a good 30 minutes, maybe 45, as I pondered these things, I saw color beginning to return to his hand and his whole body. I could see that he was totally restored. And he sat up and said with firm resolve, "I'm going to get my bride because she wants me to rule over her." He stood to his feet and kissed me and then continued speaking. "You see, I have struggled and struggled with this generation until they have simply proven that they don't want me. So now I'm skimming the cream off the top. I'm coming for my bride who truly longs for me. Just as I had promised my people, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.' This too will come to pass the hard way, the way I never wanted to ordain. My people, you have made your own choices by refusing to listen to the whispers in your hearts. I have whispered, I have spoken. I have screamed. Come back to me before it's too late. But in vain. So I'm leaving you to your own devices. You will see who is evil and who is good. You will no longer call good evil and evil good. Rather, you will long to see my face again and long with all your hearts to have me rule over you. That's what this is all about. My rule was not sufficient for you. So now you must suffer the consequences of your own choices. And I just want to take a moment here and say that I was amazed at the young people that thought Obama was just wonderful. And all ages, you know, middle-aged, young, older, they just thought Obama was wonderful. And it was like, hands down, he was going to be president. And it was like, you guys can't see? You can't see that this man is evil? You're calling someone who's very evil good. And you're calling Christians who are good evil. How can you do this? How can you be so blind? That was what was going through my mind that whole time during his campaign. Then the Lord continued, I have no other alternative. You've tied my hands. What can I do but leave you to your own devices, your own rule, until you reach the very rock bottom? Yes, it has been well said. I am come in my Father's name, and you received me not. Another shall come in his own name, and him you will receive. That's John 5. Yet a little longer now, and my bride, you will see me coming on the clouds. Indeed, the whole world will see, and the mourning and wailing will reach to the heavens. I will purify my people, and I will return to rule and reign among them. Until then, you will have much to suffer. Yet I will be with you, because my love for you has never grown cold. No, my heart beats out of my chest for this people. How I have longed to caress you, pour oil on your wounds, and grace your feet with fine sandals. Oh, how I have longed. Now this most painful prophecy of history must cleanse the land of the filth that has filled it, until you proclaim, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then I shall take you into my arms and restore you. You will learn my ways, and once again be my people, my chosen ones, to carry forth my words and my will to future generations. Until then, my people, rent your garments, don your sackcloth, pour ashes over your heads, for judgment is coming to this land. Now, when the Lord said that, I thought, wow, are you talking about America? I mean, America and Israel are so closely tied together. And he answered me. He said, the nation of Israel abides in this country as well. You have only to look at those who dominate to see the vast numbers. Doctors, lawyers, politicians, entertainment. Yes, my people have excelled in every office, every profession, every talent, and excelled in debauchery as well. No people are without guilt, but those who lead have the most. This has been carefully kept from the masses, who think they see only a small percentage of Jews in this country, but in truth they are everywhere, in positions of leadership. I know here in New Mexico, as an aside, any Spanish name with a Z on it has Jewish roots. Any family name like Martinez is actually a Jewish name, because when they were running from Spain, they changed their names. The Lord continued, Lift up your eyes, my beloved ones, soon we will embrace and soar to the celestial city where your reward awaits you. And for those who must stay behind, I say, courage. I will be with you. Great will be your exploits before men, and great shall be the harvest you reap. I will never leave you or forsake you. Rather, I will equip you for this battle, and you shall take plunder from the mighty. And when I return, you shall receive your everlasting reward.